Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Wednesday, March 10th, 2021.
Bitcoin's on a tear! It's awesome. We're so happy. Bitcoin, after what felt like years at the 47 to 48 range, has rebounded and is up at 55,000. Actually hit 57,000 today, but 55,000 right now as we speak. Ethereum also up from its, I guess we'll call it a relative localized low of 1,500 to 1,793 today. Everything's doing really great. Dash is up, you know, Zcash is up. One coin that I wanted to call in particular, which I noticed a few weeks ago, is the Gett protocol. That one has been going nuts lately because of the Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban talking about wanting to bring digital assets, bring NFTs to Mavericks games for tickets. So obviously, Gett is doing a ticketing protocol. Mark Cuban started talking. He didn't talk about them in particular, but obviously people figured out that they're one of the people doing this. So they've been on a tear also. But good day for crypto all around.
The DeFi Daily is sponsored by Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi. So if you need help figuring out your taxes on DeFi or crypto transactions, make sure to check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, we have Big Data Protocol, which wasn't even live a week ago, now sits third in terms of total value locked. $6 billion last I looked.
$6 billion. It's down a little bit from there. This is super interesting to me. I'm actually struggling even how to totally grok this a little bit because they are not a liquidity pool, lending pool. You know, the Big Data Protocol is not, they're not competing with Aave. They're not competing with Sushi, Uniswap. They are what they've launched a very long time ago. People, like, they've been around for quite a while at this point. They raised a lot of money. They are essentially trying to bring big, there's been a long notion for a while of the API-ization of the world. This is the idea that more and more APIs, that as more and more companies exist that have APIs exposed, more and more stuff is happening automatically, which is really great. Like, there's this idea that, like, there's this whole economy built around APIs calling each other. And this is how, you know, in some ways, it's how, like, Zapper even exists, is that it's part of this API economy. So Big Data Protocol is they wanted to bring a way to monetize big data so that you could essentially pay through cryptocurrencies to get access to the big data. What that has to do with liquidity pools, which is where they're staking around these tokens and they're earning yields in the form of the BBP protocol token. I don't fully know. Like, I can't figure out if this is just a clever way, if this is like a marketing ploy where there's like a clever way to basically get a lot of people to know about your token, get your token seeded, get people interested in your token. But I'm not really sure what value they're providing around the staking besides that, because what they are working on is providing bit blockchain, but then also cryptocurrency type access to big data. Now, it's worth mentioning that that already is I wouldn't say it's untenable. I would say it is a difficult, like, I'm not sure. I like to think of the world, when you look at blockchain problems, you like to ask the questions, does this need to be a blockchain or could this be a database? That's how I always look at these types of products. And this is a great example of that, is that I'm not sure you can convince me today that this needs to be a blockchain product. There are great companies that are providing data access through APIs. Google, for instance, has, you know, you can go into Google GCP's product and you can get access to all of the Ethereum historical data. And then you just pay for the crawl, like, basically for the data you access. So, you know, I don't really know. You know, there's an interesting part of this, which is like, hey, what about this idea of microtransactions? Like, could you monetize an API without having to take a credit card using cryptocurrency? That's certainly very interesting. But the idea purely of the blockchain being needed for big data is, it's to me, it's very like, hey, we were raising money. And so, you know, you do that bingo, like, all right, blockchain, big data, AI, boom, we're going to raise some money. Let's go after it. So it's interesting, but I don't know what any of that has to do with $6 billion locked in it.
So next, Dash rolls out Ethereum DeFi Bridge.
Yep. So this is working with Staking Hound. They are rolling out a wrapped token. We're all excited. You know, end of the day, the more wrapped tokens end up on Ethereum, the better for everybody, I suppose. With the one caveat is, like, I guess, except for the Ethereum gas fees. So anyone who wants to have Ethereum gas fees are paying the price for it. But, you know, everyone benefits by being able to pick their favorite token and use that in such a way that they are able to, you know, use it for DeFi and all those other things. Like, that's, it is phenomenal. Like, it is so exciting to be able to do that. So I love it. This is exciting. I like Dash, and I hold some Dash. Like, I think this is great for the protocol.
Wallet users interacting with Ethereum-based DeFi protocols have dipped significantly since mid-February.
Yes.
That's the reason.
One word answer. final answer. I don't think there's any, like, this is not a result of market pressure. This is not a result of people not wanting to. I think I might have told this story already, but I will tell it again because it's sort of like we recorded a demo for Bitwave, and I went to go move some coins around, and gosh darn it, if I didn't almost pay a $250 fee to move $14 of sushi accidentally. Like, I was one click away from doing it, and it was it was staggering to me. So. Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing right now is we're seeing a ton of pressure to accelerate the Ethereum 2.0 launch. That's really what we're starting to see because, you know, we're seeing SushiSwap moving over to... SushiSwap recently launched over on the BNB, the Binance's smart chain. We're seeing more protocols moving over there. There's a lot of pressure for Ethereum right now. Now, I don't think that these other smart chains... Like, basically, there is a moat around Ethereum, which is MetaMask. Straight up, no questions asked. The ease of use of MetaMask, the ease of use of Infura, and the way that they built that, the whole ecosystem, is a enormous moat around Ethereum for smart contracts. That's why when I talk about this, I say that the war for the smart contract V1 platform is done. It's Ethereum. There might be a V2 platform in, you know, 5 years, 10 years or something, but V1 is done. It's Ethereum, and that's because of the moats around it.
So another exploit, Dodo Dex was drained of 3.8 million.
Yep, and this was also related to this was another flash loan attack against them. I don't know. Don't use be like. Look at, there are some really good DEXs out there that have been audited by incredibly smart people many times. You know, there has not been a major hack of Uniswap. Like, there's not been a major hack of Balancer. Balancer's had a few issues they've had to push out, but like, there's not been a major hack. So stick with the big boys, you know, as much as possible.
So digital asset firm Taurus integrates AV protocol to improve banking access to DeFi.
Yeah, this is super exciting. I mean, look at the, I talk about this a lot, that the world is changing. Straight up, no questions asked, is that there is a $20 trillion tidal wave heading towards the US corp, like the US financial services sector. And don't get me started about that Congress is just sitting there kind of watching it come towards them, but there's an enormous market of financial services are soon going to be disrupted by DeFi because it just disintermediates the gatekeepers. I mean, I've been talking about this a lot recently as we've been, you know, going through all this stuff, but like, it is, you know, GameStop showed me, I think, and I, like, it's not like it was the most novel thing ever, but like, GameStop to me in a lot of ways showed the value of DeFi, not just because of like the peer-to-peer, but it showed the gatekeepers that are part of this system that play unfair. And everyone knew about it. It's one of those things that like everyone kind of knows about it, but it's when you see it and it's so blatant, like you kind of don't think it's real. Like, you almost think that it's not this thing that happens every day, but that is absolutely not the situation. Like, it is, you know, GameStop changed everything for how we look at this. So there are, the more that we get different financial services moving over to the blockchain, the better. I think we can just see this over and over and over happening. Every you know, question is going to be, I'm excited for when Kraken gets their bank launched and you start being able to basically go, you know, your payroll gets, your paycheck gets deposited into your Kraken bank, immediately converted into USDC, straight into a liquidity pool for mining. I mean, this is for yield farming. You know, that stuff that you could basically start building once there's these really big banks out there with a tight integration, that is really soon. Like, that's coming. So I'm excited.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Take it easy.